Welcome back to another episode of an Investor's Journey podcast. I am your host, Jonathan Barbera, and this will be the last episode for 2019. Being that next Wednesday and the Wednesday after that, we have Christmas and New Year's and holidays and all these things coming up. Just not going to be putting out an episode, going to be working more on our business and making sure that we can bring a lot more value to you guys next year. So this will be the last one for this year. And because of that, I wanted to cover how it is that you're going to be able to succeed in 2020. So I wanted to share with you guys how it is that we do our planning. We recently did a retreat for Prime Homes, and then we also did a retreat for the Alamo RIA to plan for the coming year and all of this and what the ultimate goal is. And I wanted to kind of share that with you guys to see if there's a way that this may help you in becoming a better investor, a better business owner as you proceed in your career and as we take on 2020. So one thing that I see a lot is, and I see this personally, I've done it, is that we set these big, crazy, amazing goals, right? When we're doing this, when we're doing our New Year's resolution or whatever you want to call it. And it pretty much all goes to shit like 5 weeks into the new year, right? Because they're very, very big goals. And a lot of the time it ends up scaring us to a point where you're thinking to yourself, maybe I can't reach that goal. Or, that goal is really not that necessary. Or whatever excuse you end up telling yourself, which is why you get back to this point and you look back and you're like, yep, that didn't happen, right? And I'm sure this is happening to you right now. I'm sure you can look back to what you thought last December of what you wanted your goals to be. And you probably didn't get even, one or two of those goals. And that's the majority of people, like 98% of people, do not hit any other goals for the year. And I think the reason for that is that, one, we're setting goals that we think other people are setting and we should set, right? So let me break that down a little more. So right now, because of social media and because of everything that's going on in the world, that we get so much information, so much stuff coming into us, we feel that there is a standard that society expects from us. And therefore, we say to ourselves, hey, this is what I should be doing, or this is what I should want to do, because my parents want that, my friends want that, this person I saw on Facebook wanted that, or whatever it may be, right? So we're bringing in the exterior into ourselves as it's a should for us. And I'm sure you guys have heard this expression before, stop shoulding on yourself, right? So the reason why they say that is because you have no control over the shoulds. The shoulds are external from you, right? What you need is the want. What is it that you want to do and truly want to do? And not even judge yourself for it. Like, actually take some time to sit down and look back and look into yourself and be honest with yourself. Like, what is it that I want to do? What is something that deep inside is just like, man, it would be awesome if I can do this. I would love to do this. I will wake up every day with all the passion in the world to do this. And set that one goal. That's it. Don't set 3, 5, 7, whatever amount, any guru or social media person is telling you to do. That's unrealistic. The truth is that if you really wanted to do all those things, you would be doing them, right? So there is a reason why you're not achieving those goals or you're not doing those, because they don't belong to you. They're not your goals. So you have to make sure you're setting your goals when it comes time to projecting out to next year and the year after that and whatever that may be. So I wanted to share with you guys a quote from Bill Gates. I've shared this before, but I think this is something that you should write down, keep it visible, keep it. Usually what's really good that I've heard it from so many people is in the mornings when you wake up, that you're in the bathroom, staring in the mirror, use affirmations or things to kind of set your mind for that day, right? And one of the things that I like is Bill Gates says people overestimate what they can do in 1 year and underestimate what they can do in 10, right? So we are in 2020. I looked it up because I was curious as to when does a decade end? So when I looked it up, it was also an argument on the internet about, you know, the decade ends now or the decade ends at the end of 2020 and a new decade begins 2021, right? So however you want to look at it, I'd rather look at it as the decade ends now because it just sounds cooler. But look at it this way. What did you do the last 10 years of your life? And not in a judgment, in a, I don't know the word. But don't judge yourself for those last 10 years. I don't want you to look at it and criticize yourself saying, you know, man, I sucked. I didn't do this. I didn't do that. Blah, 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 blah. Don't do that. Don't do that. That gets you absolutely nowhere. That doesn't solve anything. That doesn't achieve anything. Don't do that to yourself because it's just a complete waste of time and all you're going to do is depress the hell out of yourself. Again, talking from experience. I've done this in the past. Instead, sit down and reflect over the last 10 years of your life. What are the rights that you've done in your life in the last 10 years? And really work on this and write them down. What are the right things that you've done? The reason I want you to do the right things is because this is going to make you feel good about yourself. You can never connect the dots looking forward. You can only connect the dots looking backwards, right? So if you look backwards, you can see how far you've come along. But if you're always looking forward, you're always seeing that your goal is way out there. And it doesn't seem like you're ever putting a dent on this. So what you want to do is if you look backwards, you can see, man, well, I started here and look at all the things I know now. Or look at all the mistakes maybe I've made now, right? That because of it, I've learned this. So I want you to look at all the rights you've done and actually look at, break them down into why were they right? Why were those, what made those rights right? Right? So what made them right? What made that work out? What made that make sense? Look into that. Learn from that. Because a lot of people don't learn from their own experiences. They don't pay attention. It went right. They just move on to the next one. And that's why they say you learn from your failures. Because you analyze, we tend to overanalyze our failures, but we never overanalyze our successes. You want to overanalyze your successes as well. Because what made that work? Right? It wasn't luck. You can't look at it that way. You got to look at there were certain things set in motion that made that work. What were they? How can I replicate that? And once you do that, look at all the wrongs. And this is the part, like, again, why you do the rights. Because when you do the wrongs, you might get depressed. It does happen. So I want you to stop yourself and go back and look at the rights again. So, but the wrongs are very, very important because it shows you all the things that could have been right. And not in a regretful way, but in a way for you to learn, why were they wrong? What did I miss? Did I partner with the wrong person? Did I set this too high? Was I too lazy? Was I not paying attention enough? What were the wrongs? Right? And what was it? What led to that being a wrong? Maybe it's perspective. Maybe at the time, something that you thought was wrong actually turned out to be right. So I've lately gotten into what they call stoicism. So look it up. It's actually pretty cool. It's not a religion or anything like that, but look it up. It's interesting. But one of the things they said in there is you are always where you're supposed to be. So I want you to let that sink in. As terrible as a situation you might have been in, everything has a purpose in life. I believe everything has a purpose in life. And I believe that even the bad things that happen to you, there's a purpose behind that. But if you choose not to see that, it can happen to you again and again until you learn. So another saying is life is the best teacher, because it first punishes you and then it teaches you the lesson. Well, the only way it's going to teach you the lesson is if you stop to reflect on what you just got punished for. And if you don't stop to reflect, the next punishment comes in a lot greater. And it only escalates until you pay attention. And this is, I've seen this happen time and time again in my own life, in my family's lives. So I believe in it a lot. You may think this is silly or whatever, that's fine. But I truly do believe in this. You are where you're supposed to be, even in bad times. So what makes bad times is your own perspective of that time. And always keep in mind that that is just that time. It's not always going to be there. You will move on from that. You understand? So, and you can, reflecting back, you can see how many times did you come across a problem that you thought was the end of the world? That you thought it was a problem that, man, I'm not getting out of this for whatever reason, right? So this should give you hope to know that everything happens for a reason, and now you are where you are. That's brought you here to holding a phone in your hand or a tablet or maybe a computer where you're watching this, right? It's brought you to this moment with all the experience and all the knowledge that you have so you can keep moving forward and doing your thing. So reflect. Reflection is powerful. If you don't know where you've been, it's hard to determine where you're going, because it's hard to determine what your traits are, what your strengths are, what you want, what you don't want. And a lot of times looking back, you start kind of piecing together all the things that you don't want. And those are equally as powerful, because it leads you to what you do want, right? Process of elimination. So don't ignore it. Don't try to, you know, overlook it. It's a very powerful strategy, and I definitely recommend you take that time this year and do that. Now, another thing to reflect on, again, this is from the Stoics, and it's called Memento Mori, right? So it pretty much loosely translates to remember you will die. And I know it's dark, but it's actually for a very positive purpose. So remember you will die. I'm sure you've heard of the saying that live today as it was your last day on earth, right? And a lot of people always get that confused. They're like, what should I do? Just go have a massive orgy and, you know, and do all the crazy things, spend all the money I have. And no. I don't look at it that way at all. Remember you will die is simply puts things into perspective. When you're stressing about a situation and you were to think to yourself, if this was my last day on earth, would this even matter? It tends to help you in looking and calming down and looking at it from a different perspective. Until it's the end of your world, it's never the end of the world, if that makes sense. Every time we have massive problems or massive challenges in our lives, we feel it's the end of our world, right? Of our life, like, oh my God, everything is over. Until it's over, it's not over. So keep that in mind. Keep it in mind that until you die, you can still change this. And if today was your last day, would you want to be stressing about this problem? Would you want to be fighting with your friend or family member about this issue? Is it worth it? And you're going to see, if you keep asking yourself that and you keep that in the back of your head every single day, you're going to see a lot less things bother you, and you become a lot more grateful for things that you appreciate. And it makes you even more productive, because you stop wasting time on bullshit. You know, you stop wasting time on all the things that just don't matter, and you spend the time on the things that do matter. And then you start seeing even a progression in your life. You know, you're going to start seeing a shift. So that kind of leads me to the next thing, is I want you to look forward to your next decade, the next 10 years. What is one goal, one, that you want to achieve? What is one thing that you want in 10 years? And don't say $1 million, okay? $1 million does not mean jack shit. You want $1 million because that $1 million can get you something. What is it that you want? And I'm not saying, again, don't look at TV and what other people have and what other people do. Look at yourself. What do you truly want? What would truly make you happy? Satisfied, maybe not satisfied, but feel fulfilled in life. Something that would just bring complete joy to your life. It may not be material. You understand? It may be something else. So what is that one thing that you really want in the next 10 years? And I want you to sit down, really reflect on it. Really think about it. Because we tend to make our goals, and a lot of these smart goals and all these other things that people put out, it's always surrounded around money. How much money do you want to make? How much money do you want to make next year and the year after that and this and that? And it's always money, money, money. And what I've come to believe is that if you make decisions based on money, you tend to be a lot more stressed if that doesn't go with your goal, right? Because a lot of times our goals is not money. It's what money can get us. And this is actually a very powerful negotiation tactic that I use with homeowners, that I never negotiate price. I always negotiate what is it that they want. Because if I can get them what they want for less than what they think, that becomes a better deal for me, right? So it's the same for you. If you can get what you want for less than what you thought it was going to cost you, now your goal is even more attainable. But you're not going to know that if you don't nail down exactly what is it that you want in the next 10 years. Again, it's not money. Money is only a tool to get you what you want. What is it that you want? Really sit down. Really think about it. Because that is the one thing that's going to drive you every year from here on out. So once you think about what is that one thing that I want, that big goal that I want to achieve, whatever that is, don't judge yourself for it. Accept it. Even if it scares you, it's fine. Don't worry about it. The goal with all of this, believe it or not, is never to reach it. The goal with all of this is to enjoy the process of reaching that goal. That's all it is with life. Because as you hit goals, what you're going to realize, like, let's say at the end of 10 years, you wanted to have a mansion, right? That was your goal. You want a mansion for whatever freaking reason. You just want the option of having 7 extra bathrooms in case you really needed them. By the time that 10 years comes and you've achieved that, you've become a different person. So by the time you actually own your mansion, it doesn't mean as much then as it does now. This is a different you from that you that you've become to achieve that goal. All right, so I hope this makes sense. So where I'm going with this is that by the time you achieve that goal of having that mansion, that goal is no longer going to matter. So what happens to a lot of people is they achieve it and they hit depression instantly after. Because what's next? Right? Because the whole time, all they were doing was they put their head down and they were looking towards that mansion. That's it. That's all they did. They never enjoyed the process. And once you learn to fall in love with the process, the journey becomes a lot more enjoyable. And you're going to see it's a huge difference when you set your goals. And you're going to see that 10-year goal may evolve as you grow. It may change. It might evolve. It might become something else. It might change entirely to something else because you are evolving. As you evolve, as you grow, your expectations, your wants, your dreams change, right? I mean, maybe you're right now in your 30s, 40s, 50s. You probably don't want to be an astronaut anymore, or, you know, because apparently that's the biggest thing a lot of kids wanted to be when they were kids. So you don't want to be an astronaut anymore, right? Your goals have shifted. You want something else now. Maybe you've become more realistic, right? You're an adult now, so you're realistic about expectations. It's okay to have dreams. But the problem is that you need to be okay with trying to achieve those dreams and working more on enjoying that journey instead of the getting to that destination. That destination is not the high that you think it's going to be. Where that high is going to come is from all the ups and downs that you're going to have along the way. And those are the things that you need to enjoy. Those are the things that matter the most. But you need to set that big goal, that target that you want to hit. And then you start reverse engineering. What is it this year, this next year? What is the one thing I can do this next year that's going to get me a little closer to that goal? Not achieve it, just a little closer. And start breaking it down. Really start thinking about it. How much is it going to cost, maybe? Right? So I know I said money doesn't matter, but it's good to have the value in mind. Because you don't know. You might hit that value a lot sooner than you actually think. Again, people overestimate what they can do in 1 year, but underestimate what they can do in 10. The majority of the times, and I guarantee this, in 10 years, that goal, you're going to be like, that was my goal? Man, that was small. You understand? Because you're going to be surprised at how fast you can move. But the initial steps are always very slow because you got to build up that momentum. So you got to figure out, what is that one thing that you want to do this year, right? This year, what is it that is going to take you to that next level? And it may be, so let's bring it down into real estate. Let's say you haven't done anything with real estate. What can you do? You reflect back your last 10 years. Your last 10 years at least helped you understand that you want to be in real estate. Okay? Now I want to stress this point, and I cannot stress this enough. Being a real estate investor, a real real estate investor, is like wanting to be a doctor, right? Or a lawyer. It takes time and it takes education. This is not something that just because you have a lot of drive and a lot of hustle, you're going to achieve it. I don't understand why people think that becoming a real estate investor, and a successful one at that, is easier than any other trade in the world. You understand? It's not. It's just as hard as every other trade in the world. Becoming a real successful real estate investor requires years, requires practice, requires knowledge, implementation. So you gotta set those expectations correctly when you're starting off. When you're starting off, don't expect to hit $1 million. Don't set a goal of saying, you know, I hear so many investors that they're like, oh, we did 100 transactions this year. Next year, we want to do 150. What the hell does that matter? What does 150 transactions matter? What does it mean? Right? What does it mean that you did 100 transactions? What was the goal? What does 100 transactions get you? It's like saying, I made $1 million. Okay, what did that $1 million get you? Where are you now? What do you have? You understand? So don't set artificial goals that mean absolutely nothing. 100 transactions. I don't give a damn how many transactions you do. I can probably make the same money with a quarter of those transactions. You understand? So it's not about the money. And just to make 100 transactions just to say that you did it? I mean, for what? Is it your own personal thing that you want to see if you can do it? Then that's great. But is it to brag? Brag for what? It means nothing to anybody else. It should mean something to you. What does that mean to you? Right? So set your goals. And if you're just starting off, your goal in 2020 needs to be that you're finally going to take those steps required to become that successful real estate investor. Now, this may mean that you're going to reach out to somebody that's successful and go be an apprentice for them, right? Tell them, hey, that's how I got started. Tell them, you know, I'll do whatever the hell you need. Teach me what I need to do. You tell me what to do and I go ahead and do it. Or maybe it finally means that you're just going to get out there and start doing some marketing, some door knocking, some cold calling, right? You're going to get out and start doing some networking. You're going to finally go and start speaking to more sellers, try to get a deal on their contract. You understand? And in your goal, your first year in real estate, I always tell everybody the same thing. Don't make your goal monetary. Make your goal knowledge. Your first year in real estate should be knowledge-based. You want to learn as much as possible. So what does that mean? Maybe set your goal to say, you know, I want to do a subject to transaction. I want to do an owner finance transaction. I want to help somebody with a fix and flip transaction. Because then by doing all these things, you gain that knowledge of how to do that strategy. And of course, not one strategy means that you know how to do it, you know, moving forward all the time. Not every flip is the same. Not every owner finance is the same. But at least you're gaining that knowledge. So don't target money. Target the knowledge. That knowledge is going to get you to that goal. So bringing it right back to real estate, like I said, don't make it about money. Money is going to cost you your success. Because you can, if you make a goal, a target money, especially in real estate, and you say, you know, this next year, I want to make $100,000. Every decision you make moving forward is going to be about money. Everything. Every deal you wholesale or every partnership you get into, and you're going to screw up a lot more because everything is about money. This is why so many wholesalers get into trouble wholesaling a deal that doesn't make sense because they set a monetary goal for themselves. So then, okay, in order to achieve that, I need to hit, you know, 20 houses, $5,000 a piece, right? So every house has to wholesale for at least $5,000. No, every house needs to wholesale for whatever the hell it needs to wholesale for. That's it. And what you need to do is learn why it wholesaled at that price. What were the repairs? What are the buyers wanting? How can you negotiate better? What were the sellers wanting? What didn't make sense? What went wrong? What went right? That is your goal, not the money. The money is going to stop your success. I guarantee you that. And I'm talking from experience because we made that decision with John early on that we weren't going to chase money. We were going to chase knowledge and growth. And because of that, we have a very successful business right now that just keeps growing tremendously. And we are making a good amount of money now. But that wasn't our goal, and it's still not our goal now. When we went back into our retreat for this year, we didn't set any monetary goals. We didn't say, hey, next year we want to double what we made this year, or no, because that doesn't mean shit. I'd rather make the same I made this year, next year, but know that I took my company that much further ahead. Right? Because if I can grow my company that much more, and even if I make the same amount of money, the following year, I'll probably quadruple that because my company is bigger now. You understand? So my goal is never monetary. I don't care about the money. I care about the growth. I care about the impact. Right? So my ultimate 10-year goal is a big, big impact on the community. I want to completely drown out gurus. I'm telling you, open war on gurus, because nothing pisses me off more than somebody charging $20,000, $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 for a course that they put together 15 years ago, and they say, oh, it comes with mentoring, and then you call and it's a call center. You understand? That's regurgitating that same course. It's garbage. It's pathetic, and it's really embarrassing seeing that being done and people being taken advantage of and saying, you know, the real estate community is a scam. Real estate investors are a scam. I want to set a new standard for investing. I want people to measure themselves up to great investors, people that don't take advantage of other investors, of sellers, of anybody, that they do what's right all the time. They're always focused on doing what is right. You understand? And it's the same with people that put out education. I believe education is extremely important. I just don't think that you should take advantage of it. I don't think that just because somebody is desperate in their life and they want to make a change, that you should make them put 15 credit cards down because you have some slick salesman selling your bullshit course. I don't agree with that at all. I hate it with a lot of passion. And that is my 10-year goal. My 10-year goal is to become so influential, put out so much free content out there that people just don't have an excuse. The content is there. The help is there. The community is there. You understand? Held to a higher standard. That is my goal. That is the one thing that gets me up every single morning. Even telling you now, I get goosebumps of how much I want it, of how much passion I have behind it. You understand? I want to reach that nationwide goal of being able to put that out there. You understand? So when we sat down with John, we looked at it. What is it that we need to do this next year? What does our focus need to be? So our focus needs to be more on learning. Continue to learn. The more we learn, the more we can share with you. The more we can share with you, the more you're going to learn and can implement later, right? So that is one of our goals. And another one was, in the same field, was the Alamo RIA. So we are now the vice presidents of the Alamo RIA, and we are on the board that's going to help lead it to become the best RIA out there. That is our goal with that. And it's tied hand in hand with my personal goal. If not, I would not be the vice president of the Alamo. If it didn't go with the goal that I had for our company, we wouldn't be doing it. You understand? So the reason we became vice presidents is because we believe in the same thing. We believe that through the Alamo, we can reach more people and we can set that standard even higher, right? We want the Alamo RIA to be put above every, I don't want it to be compared to any other RIA here. And you have RIAs in San Antonio that are not the national RIA like the Alamo is. They're all guru-led. They're all led by some douchebag or another that's trying to peddle a program. There's no ethics in there. They don't give a damn if you succeed or not. All their focus is selling the program. They just want more bodies in the chair so they can sell more programs. You understand? I want to drown them out. I want it to be that if you want a good RIA with great people, great business, great ethics, that you're coming to the Alamo. So those are my goal. It ties together. That's why it's that one goal. It's all on that. It's learning and becoming a better source for everybody else, right? So remembering all these things, I want you, once you pick your goal and once you pick that one thing, you're going to have to make a sacrifice. Because right now, a lot of the time, a lot of the reasons why you can't achieve a goal is your glass right now is probably full, right? Every day, what that means is that every day you have things that you do. Every day you have things that take up all your time. Whether they're good or they're bad, they do take up all your time, right? It might be even just sitting around, just looking at a window is taking up your time. So your glass is always full. Now, what you got to do in order to fit this new goal in there is you got to take some of that water out so you can put new water in, which is this goal. What is that going to be? Is it going to be watching less TV? Is it going to be being on social media less, playing less video games, not going out as much? What is that going to be? What is that sacrifice going to be? Because that's something that you're scooping out of your cup. It's no longer going to be there. That time is no longer dedicated to that. Now that time is going to be dedicated to your goal. What is that going to be? Make a sacrifice. It is a sacrifice. It's going to hurt. You understand? It's going to hurt because it's something that you're too used to doing. And one thing our mind does not like is change. Our mind is there to protect us. And it likes to be comfortable and it likes to do everything it knows how to do. And if you keep throwing shit in there that's not supposed to be there and it's making it uncomfortable, it's going to fight it with all it can. And this is something that why that 10-year goal is so important, because it keeps you moving. As your mind fights it, you got to fight back and say, no, I'm the owner. This is what we're doing. We're no longer doing that shit anymore. Whatever it is. And trust me, how do you determine this? Start a little journal and write down what you do every time you do something. Right now, you know, you're sitting down watching TV. Sat down, watch TV from 8 to 12. I don't know how long you binge or whatever you do, right? Then I got up and I pooped for an hour. You know, maybe you're really constipated. But then, you know, document every minute of every day. Document it. Do it for like a week or two. And then you look back and I guarantee you that you're going to see so much time wasted on dumb shit. You understand? You're going to see that because we all have it. I still have it. I did that recently and I was like, holy crap, I'm doing a lot of dumb stuff. So I'm making my sacrifices for next year too, because I want to take that extra level. So pick what is it that you're going to remove from your glass so you can fill it up with other stuff, the stuff that you actually want, the stuff that's actually going to get there. And pick one thing. I'm not saying pick one thing in your personal life and your business life and your religion life and all these, I don't know, 7 or 8 categories that they usually pick. Forget that. One thing. The one thing that's going to make you get up every single day excited about life. Because everything else ties to it. If you wake up every day excited, ready to get out there and ready to put in the work, you're going to see that you end up doing the other stuff too that you really want as well. Because you have that momentum, you have that motivation, you're in a great state. You're happy, you're always positive. So then you're willing to put in that work for the other stuff. So pick, what is it that you're willing to sacrifice, and you're going to see a huge change next year. Another thing, do not compete with anybody. Don't do it. Don't do it to yourself. The only person you need to be competing with is with who you were yesterday. That's it. The reason you can't compete with everybody, with anybody, is because you don't know their motivation, their goals, their drive, where they're starting. You don't know that. You understand? And people can lie. People really lie all the time. Especially when they're failing at something. They'll lie. So don't, if you see people on social media bragging about all their achievements and everything, be happy for them. Don't compete with them. That's their achievement. That's not yours. Like we said at the beginning, don't bring their shit to you. It's not your goals. It's not the point of what you want to do. Don't do that to yourself. Instead, focus on your goals. And every day, become better than you were yesterday. That should be your only comparison. Every day, you just look back to yesterday and what can I do today to become just a little bit better than I was yesterday. And I know this process sounds like it's going to take forever, right? I know this process to you, you're probably saying, holy crap, that is boring. It's not big enough. It's not exciting enough and all this other shit. Yes, that's because it works. You understand? All this exciting stuff hasn't worked for you. So if it hasn't worked, why are you going to keep doing it? If every year your goal was to get in shape and come December, you're still fat or you're still out of shape, that's because that's not what you really want. And it's okay. Not everybody, don't fall for what society wants. Not everybody needs to look like The Rock. You understand? Like, it's okay. If you want to be a little, fluffy, that's your thing. Now, I do recommend that you become healthier in life, but we got to take it one step at a time. You got to build the habit of momentum, of setting a goal that you can stick to. Because then if you do that this year, and maybe it's a business goal or maybe a personal goal, whatever it is, that's to your 10-year goal, you're going to see next year if you did it, you can set a personal goal or a business goal, whatever else you want to focus on, and you're going to hit it because you build that consistency. You build those habits of achieving those goals. And 9 out of 10 times, if you set a meaningful enough goal this year, as you achieve it for next year, you're going to see you achieved other ones along the side of it because it's like I said, you gain that momentum. You cannot help it. It's going to be something that if you really want to get in shape and you're feeling like you're killing it at work, you're going to find yourself in the gym more often. It just happens. You understand? Like, or if it's that you want to be reading more, you're going to find yourself reading more. Or more time with your family. Whatever it is, you're going to find that you're doing more of it anyway because you're in a more positive state of mind and your body wants to be happier. And then you just start doing more things that make you happy. I'm telling you, it works every time. So I hope this helps. I hope this gets you kind of motivated and fired up for 2020 and that you really take the time. You really just sit down and reflect. Sit down and really look at your rights, your wrongs. Why were they wrong? Why were they right? You know, all the things, how far you've come along in the last 10 years. And now look how far you want to go in the next 10. And then break that down. What is one thing that I can do this coming year that's going to put a little dent on that 10-year goal? Don't make it too big. Make it attainable. If you do, you're going to see, I'm telling you, the goal with all of this is consistency and momentum. And if you can do something that's achievable and that you know you can achieve, you're going to gain momentum. And if you gain momentum through consistency, you're going to see that you're going to be spiraling, just growing and growing faster and faster. Where most of my goals, I readjust quarterly because I tend to hit my goals quicker because of that. So I would readjust on a quarterly basis. I don't do yearly basis. We do big goals, but then I readjust every quarter on things that are changing. So I hope this helps. And again, this is the last video. If you have not subscribed, please subscribe. It really helps us out. It means a lot to us. Either YouTube, iTunes, wherever you listen to us. And I wish everybody a Merry Christmas, a Happy New Year's, Happy Holidays to everybody. Enjoy the family. Enjoy your time. Enjoy life. Remember, momentum mori. You know, any day may be your last day. So do you want to be going out and stressing out about the things you are, doing the things you are? If it's a no, make a change today. Don't wait until January 1st. Start implementing today. Okay, today is when everything changes. All right, so I hope this helps, and I will catch you guys in 2020.